The Essendon Football Club was certainly in the news for all the wrong reasons over the last couple of years, but I know their coach, who's about to join us, very much focused up on their 2017 season. We welcome John Worsfold. Morning to you, John.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for joining us. A big day yesterday for the club. I know you had, I think, an intra-club match and you announced your new captain, Dyson Hempel.
Yeah, it was a big day for the footy club. Obviously, Brendan Goddard was the interim captain through 2016 and Jared Watson has been an outstanding leader for the club from 2010. So it's a big step forward for the Essendon Footy Club with 24-year-old Dyson Hempel stepping up into that leadership role.
Take us through the process. Obviously, for a Sydney audience that may not watch AFL every day, Joe Watson obviously has had his issues along with a group of players. Did he come to you, John? How did it all sort of play out?
Yeah, absolutely. I stayed in constant communication with Joe as we were getting to the point where we wanted to work on our leadership group. So the first part was that those boys were all able to start back training with the footy club in November after their suspensions had finished. And from there, it was just letting them get back into training and enjoying being around the footy club without thinking about some of the decisions that were going to be looming ongoing. So we wanted to get through the Christmas, pre-Christmas training period and then have a good month of training post-Christmas before we started to consider, what we felt we needed in terms of our leadership for the year. And then as that time was coming close, I asked Joe to give good consideration about where he stood and what he thought we needed. And then we got together and really from there focused on what was best for him and best for the club. And once we decided we felt it was time for a change in that leadership, we went through a process of identifying the best candidate.
And Dyson Hempel, was that a 24-year-old? You watch him, he's pretty a laid-back character.
He's very much a country boy, laid-back, but very committed, an outstanding player, very professional in the way he prepared. He sets a great standard for the players, not only in terms of getting the best out of himself, but looking out for them and always keen to help them get better.
John, what's been the biggest challenge in re-amalgamating, I guess, those band players from last year back into the squad?
Probably the biggest challenge is you've got these guys, mature age guys, very experienced, played a lot of footy, but they haven't for the last 12 months. So just monitoring their bodies and their workloads has been the biggest thing. So pretty much for the last 12 months, all their training has been mainly straight line running, some kicking of the balls and things like that, but at nowhere near the intensity when they step back into a flat-out training session. So really treating them as a totally separate group to the rest of the squad in their volume and what their training loads are has been a real challenge, but everything else has been pretty straightforward.
And how's the whole team then? You mentioned about their training and things, but how do you see them, John, as this group together for the first time since you've been there? Have you got a positive feel about the season approaching?
I have a hugely positive feel about the season, yeah. The attitude's great. There's a real good vibe around the footy club in terms of where we're heading and what we want to try and achieve together. So, the actual results and where we finished on the ladder in 2017 is a really tough one to predict for where we're coming from. But what I am absolutely sure about is that we're going to do it in a real positive manner. We'll attack the season really excited about challenging ourselves to keep getting better and finding out about what our best team is going to look like. But it's interesting because normally with an experienced group like we have, you would pretty much know the way where they're going to line up and what they're going to deliver throughout the year. But there's a lot of unknowns for us, and that's exciting on one hand, but it will challenge us in certain areas on the other hand.
And we're also talking about always young players coming through. How's the group that may have got those games last year that are still there? How do they look towards the season?
Yeah, I think they know that it's going to be tougher in terms of getting into our best 22 week to week. Their players are pretty perceptive. They know what's going on. So they can see now that the challenges for their spots, it's going to be a lot tougher. But you know, that should serve to really motivate them and inspire them to step up to it. They're a year older. They have another full pre-season under their belt, so they'll be better players as well. But it doesn't mean that that improvement that they're showing gets them any more games this year. So they've got to earn their spot. Like we're telling the players that have just returned as well, you might have 100-odd games under your belt, but we're going to find out what our best blend and balance of players is going to be this year.
Understand.
I guess in terms of belief, John, after what the Western Bulldogs did last year, I mean, anything's possible. I mean, you say that every year that, you know, anything is possible, but after winning from outside the top four and considering where that club's come from in from 3 years ago to now, it must give everyone else hope.
It does. It's really just showed everyone that how tight the competition has become over the last couple of seasons, that there was really nothing between, you know, first down to the Bulldogs finishing in seventh after the home and away season. As much as we've said that teams won it from outside the top four for the first time for a long time, everyone realised it was so close. The margin between those top seven teams was unbelievably close. So even for the teams that were outside that group, they're teams that are on the up. So teams like Collingwood and North Melbourne, Richmond, Essendon, obviously, Gold Coast, Fremantle, all believe that they've got the ability to make the eight this year. So it makes for a really exciting competition.
I can hear the excitement in your voice. Your first JLT Community Series pre-season game is a week away against Collingwood there at Etihad Stadium in Melbourne. We'll watch you very closely through the season, John, with Essendon. We wish you the very best and thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks very much, guys.
Good on you, John. John Worsfold there, the Essendon coach. Always a great deal of interest in the AFL going into a pre-season, just like the NRL.
Yeah, they're $26, Andrew, with tab.com.au. The Bombers, Greater Western Sydney, are the $5 favourites and best back by a mile. Next best back to the Western Bulldogs at $6 on the next line, but we're holding double the amount on GWS than we are in the Dogs. The Swans at $7.50, Hawthorn at $9, the other team in single digits. But Frio's been the big firmer in the pre-season, 51 into $15, okay, and the third best back side. But Essendon provides a real wild card this year, considering they get those elite players back.